Okay, let's begin. Imagine that someone is gently lifting you up by the crown of your head, allowing your spine to hang freely from your skull. Feel your shoulders dropping, your elbows hanging heavy. And your feet sinking into the floor. Gently shimmy your shoulders, allowing any tension, tightness, or tiredness to flow out of you with each exhale, to be replaced with a renewing, energizing energy with each inhale. So as we are relaxing, we are waking up. We are calm but alert. Use this alertness to check in with yourself. Simply observe how you are feeling. And anywhere you may find any lingering unpleasantness, simply invite it to be replaced by a sense of ease. Energy presence. See if you can enjoy being present without the mind wandering off to think of something else. But if it does, it's okay. Gently bring your attention back to experiencing being present. quietly without any thought. Notice what you smell. What you taste. Notice how the air feels on your skin. How your clothing feels against your skin. Notice if you can feel any vibration coming up through the floor into your feet. And listen to all the sounds around you. See if you can extend your awareness outward to invite in sounds from outside the room. And even if you're unsure if you hear anything, keep listening. Simply invite those sounds to be present in your consciousness. Welcome them. Make space for them in your mind. Go ahead and welcome sounds from farther and farther away. Now, let's open up our inner eye by imagining that before us is a path through a marshy wood. A dirt path with many pine needles. And the woods and the marshy water are filled with animals. Well, you might see cranes, ducks, lizards, frogs, alligators. Let your inner sight show you whatever animals are there. And to each one, send a silent hello. And welcome. You are walking very calmly, effortlessly, with quiet footsteps. And in the distance, you can hear the wind. And you can see the trail opening up as you continue down the path toward the light. And you see that the trail is coming to an end. And that there is a cliff. And you can hear the sound of waves crashing. And as you reach the rocky cliff. You see gulls flying this way and that above. And you look down, down to the sandy shore far below where the waves crash. And you stand there on the edge, feeling the wind in your face. Listening to the sound of the waves and the calling of the gulls. And you stretch out your arms, taking in the sun and the sky, And you imagine that you can fly just like those gulls. And with the power of your mind, you decide to step off the cliff and glide ever so slowly and gracefully down, circling down, down, gently to the shore. Where you land so softly in the sand, right next to a blue crab. And you say hello to the crab. And the crab is looking right at you. And he flexes his claws. And you feel he is saying hello to you. And then the crab turns and scurries down the beach towards a mass of seaweed drying in the sun. And you follow, and you notice in the seaweed there is a glass bottle. Inside. And you feel this bottle is meant for you. And so you pick it up and you twist out the cork. And you pull out the nose. If you are finding this note, note that it was meant for you, and that you are in exactly the right place at the right time. And this note is to remind you that you are still exactly as God created you. Made from love, made to love, loving and lovable. That's you. And now is the time to use that love to discover your love even more. This is a note from your future self, believe it or not. And I am writing to you To save you time, by telling you exactly what you need to hear right now. And as you continue reading, message of yourself in the future. See, what does your future self tell you that you need to remember, that you need to know? In order to accomplish your purpose, of awakening and sharing love and creativity with everyone in your life. Let the message sink in so that you will remember. There is also a pencil in the bottle, and you feel guided to add one more message to the note before returning it to the bottle and casting it out to help someone else. Feel what message you want to share. When you have finished writing the message, place the note back in the bottle with the pencil. Screw the cork back into the top. And toss the bottle back into the sea. And watch as it slowly bobs away, being carried out by the tide. And feel how your message is being taken exactly where it needs to go. You are a part of this endless rhythm of giving and receiving. And through all this sharing, you remain exactly as you were created in love's image. Take a last deep breath of the ocean air, and as you exhale, slowly lower your head and open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Thank you very much for sharing today. Yasko will be back next week to lead the meditation. If you'd like to stay for healing clinic, please move your chair into a more open area facing this way. And if you're going on into the evening, please carry your chair back up to the wall. Thank you very much.